It's your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their site. So enjoy ours on us at freetalklive.com as we go right to your phone calls. We'll start things out with, I believe, Eric in Georgia on the amp line. Hello, Eric.
Hello, Ian.
Eric, what's on your mind tonight?
I just want to tell all the liberty-loving people out there, in case they're looking for a job, you can always work for the National Guard as a internment/resettlement specialist.
What does that mean? It's a prison guard.
Here's a job description right from the website. As an internment/resettlement specialist for the Army National Guard, you will ensure the smooth running of military confinement/correctional facility or detention/internment facility, similar to those duties conducted by civilian correction officers. This will require you to know proper procedures and military law and have the ability to think quickly in high-stress situations. And it goes on, and it talks about benefits. You get to earn money while you get training, and you get retirement opportunities, and you get money for college, and you don't even have to have a high school GED if you want to apply, because they'll get that for you.
So who would you be lording over in this particular job?
It's conspicuously absent. There is no requirement for foreign language skills, and I got this from somebody in Lou Brockwell Block who pointed this out. And the other thing is on the national, this is on monster.com for the job opportunities. And in the company overview, it says, in the Guard, you get training from us, serve in your own community, and enhance your marketability for higher paying jobs you're now seeking. So, and they make the good point that from the Lou Brockwell guys that you get to serve in your own community. So I don't know what this means.
So what you're saying here, this is possibly ominous. I mean, this is saying that you'll be interning people. There's no requirement for learning a foreign language, serving within your own community, meaning that they may be locking people up in times to come. I mean, more people. These aren't corrections officers. This is National Guard. Corrections officers work for, at least around here, they work for the state, not the National Guard, which I guess is a state office, but the guys that are working down at the county jail aren't National Guardsmen, from what I can tell.
Correct.
I mean, they may be National Guardsmen on the side or something like that, but
it's hard to believe that we're at the point where they're hiring prison guards for the FEMA camps that they're going to throw us all in. I have a difficult time with that one in particular, but
maybe you'll have to go
there
in there.
There is no shortage of demand for prison guards.
A URL, just goarmy.com/jobdetail.do.
No one's going to be able to write that down. I'm sorry. No one can write that down. You'll just have to post it over on the BBS. But very interesting observation. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
I'd like to do some shameless promotion for my Atlanta Anarchist Meetup Group. I'm hosting a philosophical discussion group on the ramifications of the consistent application of the non-aggression principle.
Is this one of those meetup.com groups?
meetup.com/Atlanta-anarchy.
Okay.
Thank you for the call tonight.
Yep, I appreciate that. We can't have everybody calling on here and giving out their local meetup information, but it's my understanding there are a lot of different meetup groups around the country, and the meetup.com site seems to be kind of a central hub for people finding out such information. So whether you're in Atlanta or you're in North Carolina or you're somewhere else, you might be able to find some people nearby you with similar viewpoints over there.
At meetup.com.
Right. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Chris in Pennsylvania. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi, Ian. How are you guys doing tonight?
Chris, what's on your mind?
You guys were talking about alternative currencies the other day. And you said nobody wants to be holding around tons of silver all the time if they want to go buy a house or a car.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the math on it, and it would take about 5 pounds of platinum for $100,000 worth. I don't think that's a very large amount of weight to have. Of course, you wouldn't have that all the time. So I don't see where the problem is with that. I don't think you really need a paper currency.
Well, then, okay, then do you believe the reason paper notes came out was to scam people? Because the marketplace, as I understood it, the banks decided to come out with that to make moving around large amounts of money a lot easier.
Yes, I don't think that it was to scam people. In the federal government's case, it was. But I don't think, like, the Liberty Dollar was to scam people. It was just to make it easier of a transition. And the banks in the 1800s did it for security purposes, because if you put your money in there when you got your bank notes, some of them were signed, and you couldn't give those back unless you were the person that got them out.
Mm-hmm.
They were more like certificates of deposit than dollars, and they had dollars as well, but that, I don't want to really get into all that on the air right now. I just don't think it's an issue to be doing that right now. I mean, if you want to not have as much trouble with the federal government, stay away from printing your own paper notes, is all I'm saying.
You know, I totally support people using gold and silver and things like that. It's just that when you get to the point of having paper notes, things get a little more complicated. You're saying, according to your calculations, it doesn't have to be that complicated, and you don't have to carry around that much of it. But on the other hand, there is a reason that it came about in the first place, and so it may have to come about
that
again.
That kind of blind acceptance is the same kind of reason that the government came about. You know, I mean, people say that, well, we must need the government we have because we've got it.
What kind of blind acceptance?
The kind of blind acceptance you're talking about. We must need paper money because paper money was invented.
Yeah, okay.
We must need an overreaching
that's not what I'm
government.
Saying. I'm just saying it was invented for a reason.
That same fallacious kind of reasoning is the same fallacious kind of reasoning that we've got all the crap in the world that we've got today that is shoved down our throats. I'm with the caller.
Thanks, Mark. I actually agree with you for once.
All right. Well, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That, again, is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just seems more convenient for me, Mark. I mean, so you're saying that you don't think that it is more convenient, that that's an illusion?
I think that I agree with him. I mean, if you would have to have a certain amount of money at home and a safe, right?
Yeah.
And that's a little dangerous, having a safe in the house. I'll certainly admit that. But, you know, most houses have something of value in them that someone would be willing to slit your throat over.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have to, you know, choose what you're going to carry with you and that kind of thing. But you can carry, between silver and gold, you can carry, you know, small enough coins that, or, you know, pieces that it wouldn't weigh you down that much.
Okay. So what about the security aspect? I mean, if you, for instance, are going to buy a car, and that may require a little more than the average, you know, what is it, ounce of gold, about $1,000 today. So car, you'd need 25 ounces of gold. That's not a whole lot, I guess, when you're carrying around that amount of gold in a suitcase and somebody knows that you've got 25 ounces of gold in a suitcase, they may decide they want to waylay you. So in that case, having it in a bank account or in some sort of secure location where you have a receipt or a note that proves you have it does provide some added value, or you could just hire a, you know, bodyguard or something like that.
I'm not saying that they shouldn't have checks. The banks wouldn't want to do checks back and forth and things like that. He's just talking about paper notes.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, admittedly, a check is a great deal like a paper note, but it's, you know, not exactly the same.
Okay. Yeah, well, you're right about that.
I mean, if you were carrying around $25,000 in cash in a briefcase, you're in just as much danger as carrying around 25 ounces of gold in a briefcase.
This is all true. Well, when he mentioned the security aspect, that's kind of what I thought about. So, okay, so you're not against checks or paper versions of currency.
I'm thinking the caller made a really good point as to, you know, why it is that, and you got rid of him rather quickly, why it is that, you wouldn't, he doesn't believe in paper money, which maybe he includes checks on that. I don't know. Not my theory.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess I was kind of conflating the two, conflating paper money with bank receipts, which are what paper money originally was, right? It was a receipt for something in a vault. In the same way, a check is kind of like that. 800-259-9231, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. More on the way here. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Mark, have you seen the video of the guys from the Young Americans for Liberty and the SWAT team?
No.
Ah, okay. Well, I know that the Free Agents blog has it right now, fr33agents. I think .com is the blog, and these guys in Washington, D.C. were at, they were holding a protest against socialized health care, and they sent the SWAT team out, or at least one of the members of the SWAT team, or something like that. That's what the claim is, to put a stop to this. And, of course, the cop ended up kind of uttering the usual cop cliches about how he's just doing his job and all of that nonsense, but basically telling them that they needed a permit to, speak freely, or a permit to assemble, that kind of stuff. And they,
welcome to America.
Yeah, they tried to ask, well, what about freedom of speech? Well, what about the First Amendment? Well, aren't we free people? And, the cop wasn't hearing any of it. Yeah. It was, you will either go away right now or we're going to come here and arrest you. So I actually got in touch with the young man that was prominently featured in the video, and we're expecting to have him on the show tomorrow night. So now that I've announced it, will it actually happen? We'll find out.
We will see.
But it's, hopefully he'll come on. Otherwise, we'll talk about it more at that time. But speaking of socialized health care, it's in the news obviously quite a bit. There's a lot of conflict going on over this issue. It's been, put off until September or something like that, voting on this?
So they say. I mean, that makes me even feel like it's more dangerous.
You think they could sneak it in tomorrow night or something like that?
You always got to watch these people. Well, they don't call them politicians for nothing.
Tom DiLorenzo over at LouRockwell.com had some thoughts on healthcare, socialized healthcare versus the laws of economics, and I thought this was worthy of sharing with you. The government's initial step in attempting to create a government-run healthcare monopoly has been to propose a law that would eventually drive the private health insurance industry out of business. And we've delved into that pretty extensively on this show. I think he'll probably recap it. Additional taxes and mandated costs are to be imposed on health insurance companies. While a government-run health insurance bureaucracy will be created ostensibly to compete with the private companies, the hoped-for end result is one big government monopoly, which, like all government monopolies, will operate with all the efficiency of the post office and all of the charm and compassion of the IRS. And, of course, the idea here is to ease Americans into this, right? Because if the government just came down tomorrow, voted for some plan that said, all right, December 1st, we're just going to shut down all private health insurance,
Walling would drown them out.
It would be quite obvious that they were doing something tyrannical. I mean, Venezuela, I believe, with Hugo Chavez just shut down 23 radio stations over the weekend, or was it 32? Anyway, dozens of radio stations were shut down, and that's one of those moves that's just so brazen, so out in the open, so obviously tyrannical that only Hugo Chavez could get away with something like that because he's essentially a dictator. They have to be a little more roundabout in this country because of the whole Constitution and this mentality that there's some sort of process involved and checks and balances. So they got to kind of take their time with this, and that's where this plan is coming into play, where they'll just quietly introduce, well, it won't be quietly, but they'll introduce a government competitor, which is subsidized, and therefore in no way will the private companies be able to compete
with it.
It's
not fair competition, that's for sure.
Right, and so it'll just, over time, bleed the industry dry and knock the other guys out of business. That's the plan. And he says, of course, DiLorenzo, it will be difficult to compete with a rival who has all of his capital and operating costs paid out of tax dollars. Whenever government competes with the private sector, it makes sure that the competition is grossly unfair, piling costly regulation after regulation and tax after tax on the private companies while exempting itself from all of them. This is why government-sponsored enterprises like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were so profitable for so many years, and it's also why so many abysmally performing public schools remain in existence for decades, despite their utter failure at educating children. Because they don't have to compete. You'll pay them whether they do a good job or not, won't you? I know I will. I'm too scared of them taking my house from me. Some years ago, the Nobel laureate economist Milton Friedman studied the history of healthcare supply in America. In a 1992 study published by the Hoover Institution entitled Input and Output in Healthcare, Friedman noted that 56% of all hospitals in America were privately owned and for-profit in 1910. After 60 years of subsidies for government-run hospitals, the number had fallen to about 10%. These are shocking numbers to me. I did not realize this was the case. It took decades, but by the early 1990s, government had taken over almost the entire hospital industry. That small portion of the industry that remains for-profit is regulated in an extraordinarily heavy way by federal, state, and local governments, so that many, perhaps most, of the decisions made by hospital administrators have to do with regulatory compliance as opposed to patient customer service in pursuit of profit. It is profit, of course, that is necessary for private sector hospitals to have the wherewithal to pay for health care. Friedman's key conclusion was that with all government bureaucratic systems, government-owned or controlled healthcare created a situation whereby increased inputs, such as expenditures on equipment, infrastructure, and the salaries of the medical professionals, actually led to decreased outputs in the terms of quantity of medical care. That's why we see in the schools, when they just keep throwing money at the schools, nothing gets better. They just keep throwing money, they keep spending the money, but the quality doesn't get any better. Because it's not just money that's the most important factor. It's customer service. You've got to be giving people what they want for their dollars.
It's motivation. And the fact is, you know, they're not motivated to get the dollars from the customers the way that, you know, the normal free market is. They're going to get the dollars one way or the other. And you're going to accept what they teach to your kids or the kids in your name, whether you like it or not. I mean, that's how public school works. They teach what they want, and you lump it.
For example, while medical expenditures rose by 224% from 1965 to 1989, the number of hospital beds per 1,000 population fell by 44%, and the number of beds occupied declined 15%. Also, during this time of almost complete government domination of the hospital industry, which was 1944 to 1989, cost per patient day rose almost 24-fold after inflation is taken into account. The more money that's been spent on government-run healthcare, the less healthcare we've gotten. This kind of result is generally true of all government bureaucracies because of the absence of any market feedback mechanism. Since there are no profits in an accounting sense, by definition, in government, there's no mechanism for rewarding good performance and penalizing bad performance. In fact, all government enterprises, exactly the opposite of, in all government enterprises, exactly the opposite is true. Bad performance, that is, a failure to achieve ostensible goals or to satisfy customers, is typically rewarded with larger budgets. Failure to educate children leads to more money.
At that point, what are people incentivized to do?
To fail.
Right. The bureaucrats are incentivized to fail.
And so it's he says that failure to reduce poverty leads to larger budgets for the welfare state bureaucracies. Failure to educate children leads to more money for government schools. We could add in failure to eradicate drugs leads to more money for the war on drugs. It's guaranteed to happen with healthcare socialism as well. Costs always explode whenever the government gets involved, and governments always lie about it. In 1970, the government forecast that the hospital insurance portion of Medicare would only be $2.9 billion annually. Since the actual expenditures were $5.3 billion, this was a 79% underestimate of the actual cost. And this stuff also happens all the time. We'll come back with more of some of these healthcare-related info, statistics, and stuff. More coming up on the way. Free Talk Live.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon.
coupon box, and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark,
you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo or validated video that proves they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself. And ladies, instructions on how to get on the Shrine are right there, shrine.freetalklive.com. SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. We're talking about some of the statistics behind government health care, government-run health care, actually looking at Tom DiLorenzo over at LouRockwell.com, his article entitled "The Socialized Healthcare Versus the Laws of Economics," he's pointing out how when government spends more money on something, when government spends money and then spends more money on something, you don't get an increased return on investment. You could just keep throwing money at a bad government program, and it just stays bad because it doesn't have the incentives that the marketplace normally gives to, well, people that act on a voluntary manner. If I can't be guaranteed your money every single week as a customer, then I need to make sure that I do something to earn your money, to bring you through my doors, to have you voluntarily contribute to my business by buying a product or service. And if I don't earn your business, you'll go somewhere else, or you'll stay home entirely. Whereas with the government, if they don't earn your appreciation,
right,
you still have to pay. I don't appreciate that the government right here in Keene, New Hampshire, the state of New Hampshire, is putting a great activist, David Cruz, in jail for 6 days because he cared about our buddy Sam Dodson enough to stand around or actually take a seat while he was while Sam was being tortured in another room. He was charged with disorderly conduct for sitting down in a public place. So I don't appreciate that, but I have to pay the next property tax bill because otherwise 3 years from that point where I don't pay property taxes, they'll sell my house out from under me because apparently I don't actually own it. They do. And then that'll ruin my family's life. And, you know,
be very bad.
So government has no response. They're not interested in providing good service and good products. And so it's amazing that anybody would want them to provide them with health care. But nonetheless, let's talk about a few more numbers here. What he was pointing out is that not only does government spend a whole lot of money, but they also spend a whole lot more than they even estimate that they're going to spend. So they estimate in the billions and the trillions. But they spend twice or three times or ten times as much. For instance, in 1980, the government forecast $5.5 billion in their hospital insurance portion of Medicare's expenditures. Now, the actual expenditures, this is 1980 numbers, were more than four times that amount at $25.6 billion. So there was an extra $20 billion on top of that just for that 1 year. This bureaucratic cost explosion led the government to enact 23 new taxes in the first year, 30 years of Medicare. The Obama administration's claim that a government takeover of health care will somehow magically reduce costs is not to be taken seriously. Government never, ever reduces the cost of doing anything. All government-run health care monopolies, whether they're in Canada, the UK, or Cuba, experience an explosion of both cost and demand since health care is free. Socialized healthcare isn't really free, of course. The true cost is merely hidden since it's paid for by taxes. But whenever anything has a zero explicit price associated with it, consumer demand will increase substantially, and healthcare is no exception.
Right, and you know that's thus the bumper sticker, and which makes perfectly good sense, is you think healthcare is expensive now, wait until it's free. And that's the God's honest truth.
Right.
If you think school's expensive now, wait until it's free. And we can take a look. Here in New Hampshire, I don't know how it is elsewhere. I know that the numbers differ broadly. Sometimes, you know, private schools will actually be will spend about two-thirds of what regular schools do. And it's just a kind of a round number. But here in New Hampshire, there's a school that in my town, it's $1,500 a year for a student to go. Admittedly, they do a lot of cost-cutting measures in order to make that work, and they're at a church. Fine. But they spend $15,000 a year on a high school student.
That's a tenth of the cost.
That's a tenth.
So at the same time, bureaucratic bungling will also guarantee gross inefficiencies that will get worse and worse each year as costs get out of control and begin to embarrass those who promised all Americans a free health care lunch. The politicians will do what all governments do and impose price controls, probably under some euphemism such as global budget controls. Price controls are laws that force prices down below market clearing levels where supply and demand are coordinated, artificially stimulate the amount demanded by consumers while reducing supply, making it unprofitable to supply as much as previously. The result of increased demand and reduced supply is shortages. Non-price rationing becomes necessary. This means that government bureaucrats, not individuals and their doctors, inevitably determine who will get medical treatment and who will not, what kind of medical technology will be available, and how many doctors there will be, and so forth. All countries that have adopted socialized health care have suffered from the disease of price control induced shortages. If a Canadian, for instance, suffers third-degree burns in an automobile crash and is in need of reconstructive plastic surgery, the average waiting time for that treatment is more than 19 weeks, or nearly 5 months. The waiting time for the orthopedic surgery is also almost 5 months. For neurosurgery, it's 3 full months, and is even more than a month for heart surgery. Now think about that one. If your doctor discovers that your arteries are clogged, you must wait in line for more than a month with death by heart attack an imminent possibility. And that's why so many Canadians travel to the United States for health care.
Well, think about it. If you get your heart condition treated early on, you'll probably, it'll be fine that you wait a month. That's no problem. However, the vast majority of people, at least my experience with the people that I've met, they don't do that.
They have their first heart attack and they find out there's something wrong.
If they have something wrong with them, a heart from the heart standpoint, usually it's because they try to ignore these kind of things. That's the personality type we're talking about. People that care about their heart condition, they don't have the heart condition.
All the major American newspapers seem to have become nothing more than cheerleaders for the Obama administration, so it's difficult to find much in the way of current stories about the debacle of nationalized health care in Canada. But if one goes back a few years, the information is much more plentiful. A January 16, 2000 New York Times article entitled "Full Hospitals Make Canadians Wait and Look South" by James Brooke provided some good examples of how Canadian price controls have created serious shortage problems. A 58-year-old grandmother awaited open-heart surgery in a Montreal hospital hallway with 66 other patients as electric doors opened and closed all night long, bringing in drafts from sub-zero weather. She was on a five-year waiting list for her heart surgery. In Toronto, 23 of the city the city's 25
5 years is a lot longer than a month.
Yeah. 23 of the city's, well, she's old, so, you know, 58 maybe.
58 doesn't seem too old to me, but...
In Toronto, 23 of the city's 25 hospitals have turned away ambulances in a single day because of a shortage of doctors. In Vancouver, ambulances have been stacked up for hours while heart attack victims wait in them before being properly taken care of. At least 1,000 Canadian doctors and many thousands of Canadian nurses have migrated to the United States to avoid price controls on their salaries. Wrote Mr. Brooke, a few Canadians would recommend their system as a model for export. Canadian price control-induced shortages also manifest themselves in scarce access to medical technology. This is a frightening one. Per capita, the United States has 8 times more MRI machines, 7 times more radiation therapy units for cancer treatment, 6 times more lithotripsy units.
This is per capita.
Correct. And 3 times more open-heart surgery units. There are more MRI scanners in Washington State, population 5 million, than in all of Canada, with a population of more than 30 million. That's pretty powerful. There are more MRI scanners in Washington State, population 5 million, than in all of Canada, with a population of more than 30 million. Now, one could point out that that could be because a lot of Canadians come across the border, so they may have a few more than average, but the point's still made. There's far more technology in the United States than there is medical technology in Canada, and it's not because Canada's poor. They've got plenty of wealth in Canada. Why don't they have all this? It's because it's government-run. They have no incentive to expand according to demand. You'll take what we give you, citizen. Now stop complaining and get back in line. Stay quiet, too, while you're at it. More on the way, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls and the chilling page turner hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now.
Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi, guys. Hi, yeah, what I want to talk about is a little different, but I want to say this. That's
sure.
I think your dad regarding Canada is pretty propagandistic and wrong.
Oh,
and
really?
I just want to say this, that when my mother had her cataract surgery, it was over 6.5 months wait to get the surgeon to do it. And that's in the United States where people have to pay for everything. And I'm going to tell you, I don't have health insurance and I pay taxes and we pay taxes and taxes and get nothing for it. And then we reward companies that do a terrible job, that have raped this economy, destroyed the industrial base, and we give them, excuse me, trillions and trillions of dollars for their malfeasance. So the logic of the argument stating that it deals with free enterprise and this stuff is bullshit.
Frank, see you later. You're going to have to watch your language if you're on the air with us, unfortunately.
She's passionate.
Pesky FCC out there. But Frank was alleging that we were being propagandistic and that it's not really, you know, that bad in Canada and that things are bad here. And he's right. Things are bad here. I mean,
absolutely.
This
true.
Is a mostly socialized system.
We just pointed out that 90% of hospitals are run by the government.
Well, that was, I don't know if that's still the case today, but
that was Milton Friedman found that in
the early 90s, I think.
You think they became less government
owned? I don't know. I'm not going to go out on a limb, but yeah. You're probably right, Mark. There's still a lot of government involvement here in this country, and that means that there are a lot of problems with the healthcare system. And there are plenty of stories from Canadians who have just had an absolutely awful time up there. But even if the government ran healthcare well, which it doesn't, I've never seen any evidence of it, because no government bureaucracy runs efficiently in comparison to its market competitors or to market alternatives. I mean, look at the post office versus UPS and FedEx. It's a totally different world. But even if they did run well, magically, I still would oppose it because it's coercive. It's coercive. You're being forced into it. You can't not play with their system. If it's a universal healthcare system, you can't opt out of that.
Right.
And that's a problem.
And another point that I'd like to make, and this is sort of the from the incrementalist side, is we would you would probably come up with a better socialist healthcare system if it was handed down by a king or, you know, somebody who was in charge who could design it. But in fact, what you're going to get from the socialist healthcare system is designed by committee. And it's okay. it's going to be a design by compromise. And what you're going to get is an even worse socialist system. I'm not saying I believe that a socialist medical system would necessarily be a good thing. There would be a lot wrong with it. However, if one person, a knowledgeable person, got to design it and put it into play, it would probably lot better than what we're going to get when they...
Maybe, but what you're talking about is that one person would have to be godlike and would be able to know... they would have to know what the rates should be for all of the different services out there, which is impossible to know.
Certainly, there are going to be problems there. Absolutely. But you'll probably get a better system. Everybody understands that there are better and worse socialist healthcare systems in the world. And the question that they have now is our system better or worse than what they have in the rest of the world? And what you really have to look at there is we have a mostly socialist healthcare system today. They're not talking about instituting socialism in our healthcare system. They're talking about changing the socialism in our healthcare system.
Take it to the next
level. We have a socialist healthcare system, and it stinks. And the rest of the world has socialist healthcare systems, and they stink. If you want better healthcare, the only way to get it is to get it inside the free market. And not to mention that, you're going to crash the entire world medical system if the United States goes more socialist, because the whole pharmacological business is based on charging Americans extraordinarily high rates so they can afford to give drugs to the rest of the world.
Is that true? There's not significant research being done elsewhere? I don't believe that, Mark. I think there's drug research being done elsewhere.
It doesn't matter whether the research is being done, Ian, as long as they can sell it in the United States, which is the most profitable market for drug sales.
Okay.
I just don't think that's my opinion, and it's supported by data. I'm not saying that it's necessarily going to be true, but I believe that that's going to be the problem.
Well, since we're talking about drugs, there is a story right at the top of Drudge Report today about how antidepressant use is up to an estimated 27 million Americans. How much money is that for the drug companies? And how disturbing is that? I mean, how depressing of a headline that 27 million Americans, that's what, 1 in 10? 1 out of every 10 Americans are taking antidepressants? I know that we had a host on this show, Mike, at one time, the very beginning days of Free Talk Live, who was on antidepressants. And this is obviously a case study. I haven't done much studying beyond my former co-host, Mike. But I found it very interesting, and it was interesting in that he believed that the antidepressants were leading him to circumstances that were depressing. Like, he didn't have his sexual appetite anymore. He was breaking out. He was gaining weight. So, I mean, those are three things that could really send somebody into a downward spiral who's very concerned with their appearance and who's, concerned with things like that. A lot of people are.
I think a lot of people could treat their depression. This is just anecdotal once again. Not a doctor. But yeah. I think that a lot of depression could be dealt with exercise instead of pills. Get out.
Get some fresh air.
Start moving and you'll feel better.
Little meditation, maybe add that to it.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not a big. I don't know much about meditation. However, with the church services I go to, some people would call it that.
I find it just disturbing that it seems to me the suggestion with this depression medication is that, well, something's wrong with your brain, so you need to take this chemical to supplant what's missing in your brain. You're defective, and I just don't want to believe that. I don't want to believe that there are people that have some sort of defect in their minds that makes them depressed.
I can't see why it wouldn't be true sometimes.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem like it'd be true 27 million times out of 270 million.
That sounds to me like a gross case of overprescription.
Right.
But the fact is Americans do want to solve their problems with pills.
That's true. But that's all I'm saying is I don't believe that is a real solve. I don't believe that taking these pills for life – or however long you're supposed to take
when
them.
When does it stop?
That's what I want to know. That's not really overcoming anything. That's just treating a problem. But isn't it possible to overcome that problem? I think there are a lot of people that were on antidepressants that will tell you, yes, they can overcome those problems. And yes, they did overcome those problems. And if you're one of those people, I would like to hear your story. 800-259-9231. That is a SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Jim in Illinois. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you were just talking about medication. I can switch my idea of my conversation with you guys to medication.
You can talk about whatever you want, Jim. Go right ahead.
Well, there's a lot of different medications out there, and I'd say the entire United States is medicated ever since, or even before they started advertising on television.
Mm-hmm.
Watching those ads makes me depressed. I would say that, again, deregulation is sometimes a bad thing when there's already too many regulations in place to deregulate one thing but not another.
Yeah, I agree that there's a lot of problems with playing the pickup sticks with all of the regulations that are in place. Oh, well, let's get rid of this regulation and that regulation, which was meant to the other regulation, which was meant to counteract this one. It can be a real mess. And the fact is, when the government does deregulation, what they mean is we'll go through and we'll change the regulations. Maybe there'll be fewer regulations, but they get to decide. It's not me. Basically, deregulation, when we say it, often means no regulation.
Yeah, and the regulation of the United States ever since the regulation of the railroads is the real issue concerning the economy. If it would all be, that's taking it back 100 years in the economy, and no one's willing to go back that far. So I'll leave that aside. What I think is the real issue concerning the whole world's economy is overpopulation.
Oh?
Well,
are you suggesting the world is overpopulated?
Oh, it is not sustainable. It is not sustainable. There's been studies done by MIT and CDC saying there will be a drastic decline in population by the year 2050.
What is not sustainable? I want to get into this with you here, so if you don't mind, hang through the news. We'll bring you back. What's not sustainable about the population of the Earth? That's what I'd like to know. Seems like things are going reasonably well. Of course, as Penn and Teller pointed out, if you switch to all organic farming, then yeah, people are going to start dying off by the millions, billions perhaps. More on the way. We'll dig into overpopulation here in Moments Hour 2's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.